Hachette Audio presents Night Magic, Adventures Among Glowworms, Moon Gardens, and Other Marvels of the Dark. Written and read by Leanne Hinion. For Archer, my adventure partner, and for everyone who has ever felt lost in the dark. How insupportable would be the days if the night with its dews and darkness did not come to restore the drooping world. Henry David Thoreau. To go in the dark with the light is to know the light. To know the dark. Go without sight. And find that the dark, too, blooms and sings, and is traveled by dark feet and dark wings. Wendell Berry. Preface. Years ago, I heard a story about a boy who was lost alone in the woods. When a man from the search and rescue team found that child, curled like a baby rabbit among leaf litter, he did not lift him from the forest floor. He did not whisk the boy away to an artificially lit, human-built space. Instead, he lowered himself to the ground beside the boy and asked him to describe what he had heard and seen and felt during the long hours he'd spent in the dark, terrified. At his rescuer's prompting, the boy described the sounds of creatures cackling, the feel of tiny feet tickling his skin. In return, the man, to the best of his ability, explained what had been going on around him. That first responder understood that for the rest of the boy's life, his memory would wander back to that place. And if he had been properly introduced to the creatures he'd encountered there in the dark, he would not have to continue living in fear of them. Unfortunately, most of us are rarely advised to hold space for darkness, and it's difficult to find guides that might help us better relate to it. Against darkness, the Western world has a deep cultural bias. Almost every storyline we're familiar with suggests that we should banish it as quickly as possible. Because darkness is often presented as a void of doom rather than a force of nature that nourishes lives, including our own. But darkness is an integral and essential part of the human experience, and it's one that we are collectively losing. Organizations ranging from Dark Sky International to the American Medical Association have implored the public to fight light pollution, which has been shown to cause increased rates of diabetes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?